Greetings and God bless you. We are the generals and the boss prophets, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly word of supernatural empowerment.
We decree that by the power of God, that what you are about to hear will shift you into your new season. Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
Pray my strength in the Lord. Say amen as I release it into the hands of our own First Lady, Dr. Apostle April. Say amen. She comes forth.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well done. Well done. Well done. Yes. Hallelujah. I just thank God for the word on today. He exposed, he taught, he. I know that from the moment you have logged on to this conference line until the time of right now, you have increased in knowledge. I know that you have been taught, and I know that you know some things that you did not know before. You have been equipped to go forward in identifying. And I thank God because this is what our duty, I mean, we have multiple responsibilities, but one of them are to identify the works of the evil the kingdom of darkness, to identify and protect your own marriage, your own family, your own church home from these attacks. And again, this is just one spirit. One spirit by the name of Jezebel. There's so many more, but we are starting off with Jezebel. But this is why it's important to be, as we train up leaders, because this is all part of training leaders. We're training you even today. There was an impartation. When we train leaders, we train you to be equipped and to train you to be courageous. You know, the Bible says that he's not given us a spirit of fear, but that of power, love, and a sound mind. So to be a true leader, it doesn't matter what capacity you are a leader in, but in order to be a true leader, you cannot be afraid. You cannot be afraid of the different faces, and you cannot be afraid of spirit. You can't buckle under pressure, and you can't put things under the rug. As a good leader, you learn how to face things head on. People often comment about myself and Apostle Andrew, how we're tough and how we're strong. Well, this wasn't our making. God molded us to be these leaders because it was more than just to stand here every Sunday to give you a pat on the back and say, God bless you. No, a real leader knows how to get dirty, pull up their arms, and go to war and go head first. As soon as we recognize that there's a spirit lurking in our ministry, we learn how to tackle it firsthand, and we're not afraid to do so. And like I told Apostle, like he told you tonight, once we preach the word of God, that's your opportunity to let that spirit go and to be delivered and to go forward in the kingdom of God. But if you don't want to let that spirit go, and you want to stay bound and restricted by that spirit, by that possession, then we'd rather you leave the ministry. And that's what happened multiple times, at least two or three times in the course of this ministry. That spirit has tried to come into this ministry. And I believe two of those times I preached, the Lord just woke me up and said, we're changing things. And he changed my sermon. And I preached so hard about that spirit, that unclean spirit.
Amen.
And literally, not even 10 minutes after service in both times, not even 10 minutes, those families that possessed that spirit had to come up to me. They were twitching, they were itching, they were fidgeting, and they said, you know what, today's just going to be our last day. We just can't, we recognize this is not our ministry. We got to go. Or the second one called me up 10 minutes afterwards and dismissed them all, then dismissed their own self. So they will leave once you have put up a standard, once you lifted up standard against the enemy. That's why I said it doesn't matter what capacity, even if it's in your marriage. Let me tell you something. You lift up the standard of righteousness. You let those companies know. You let those people know they can't come and infiltrate what you prayed over, what you desecrated as holy, what you blessed, what you contributed. So I don't understand when I talk to people why they don't recognize their own authority. Because I tell you one thing, if you hang around me long enough, if you hang around this ministry long enough, the women in this ministry and men, they're going to learn their authority. You're going to learn what you have authority over. You're going to learn not to accept any old thing. You're going to learn not to let any old spirit come and make you lie down as they walk across you. You're going to learn your authority and dominion in God, because that's what God has destined us to do, to trained true leader. So I am so excited about the move of God in this ministry, and I thank God to our apostle for the Lord leading him. You did a wonderful job.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
If you've been encouraged, if you yourself recognize that you had a little trace of Jezebel in you, a lot of people say amen, but they don't recognize that some of what he said was in you. If you know yourself to go behind and pull Sister Joya to the side, or pull Sister Kebab to the side and say, you know what, you know, I've been noticing a pastor, and I don't know if I really like that. And if you've been known to whisper behind the leader's back, if you've been known to try a trap, because there have been ladies even on this call before, and there have been ladies in the past that have tried to even look at me and then look at themselves and compare themselves and say, you know what, my hips are a little bit wider than Apostle April. You know what, I think I got a little bit more bosom. My hair's a little bit longer. My eyes are a little bit lighter. So let me go ahead and ask the pastor for personal prayer.
Wow.
You know what you have in your past.
Amen.
People have joined the ministry. Amen. They're not here anymore. I pray to God. But they've joined just for that intention because they're attracted to the anointing that is upon their life. So they literally joined to take my place. Literally joined to say, you know what, I'm going to be the next apostle's wife to take him to the next level. As I look to my left and I look to my right, I'm still standing next to my husband, and they are gone.
Amen.
Let me tell you something.
Amen.
We are a united front. Let me tell you something, because I got what Apostle needs. I got what he needs sexually. I got what he needs to stimulate his mind. I got what he needs to cover him spiritually. I've walked this thing. But let me tell you something.
That's
if you are the same way about your spouse, if you are the same way about your ministry, you lift up your standard against the enemy and watch the enemy tuck his tail behind and his legs and knees. Hallelujah. So you got to understand, hallelujah, if there's something in you that apostle has spoken and you know you need deliverance from, now is the time to seek the Lord. Now is the time to beg and ask for forgiveness, because you want a pure heart. Let me tell you something. You're going to get found out. You are going to get found out sooner or later. Like I always say, I have a lot of models. I have a lot of quotes that I say, but one of them is, time tells all. You will tell on. You will tell off on yourself in time. You keep on talking. Keep on walking by me. Trust me, somebody will sniff you out. You can't act outside forever. Jezebel had to get found out sooner or later. She had to get out underneath all that perfume, underneath all that royalty, underneath all that clout. Let me tell you something. Literally, the dog woke her up. All of that, when all of the precious jewels and then royalty and all of everyone had to bow with her. Let me tell you something. At the end of her lifestyle, dogs had to eat her ruin.
Yes,
they did. Amen.
So let me tell you something, people of God. Repent. Ask God to purify you. Created me a clean heart. That's to be your daily prayer. You don't just pray that at the beginning of the year. You don't just pray that after you made a oops and a mistake and a wrong decision. You pray that daily to keep you. So if this message has blessed you, you know that today is going to be the day that you're going to start to be better. You're going to walk in holiness. If this message has stirred something in you to pound the pavement and go to war and say, you know what, I love my ministry, I love my marriage, I love my family, I'm not allowing no spirit on my job and my family to penetrate because I know that God has blessed us, and what can man, hallelujah, desecrate what God has called blessed. I know that the heavenly hosts are fighting for me, so I'm not going to allow that spirit to infiltrate. So if you know that this has stirred something in you, why don't you, hallelujah, sow into it, hallelujah, and God will see that as a declaration of action to back up the new lifestyle that you're beginning this very moment. So I'm excited. I am excited for part two. Now let me
Amen.
You on here enjoyed it, so listen back to the playback number, but share it. It's not enough that you just got delivered. It's not enough that you just got a good word. Share the word of God. This is being recorded. I'm going to put it on our website. You can share this message with so many people. You can download it as you go to our website and listen on your device. There's an option for you to download it. You can email it to people, and they can be delivered and touched by this word and invite people for heart to. Invite people for part two. Excited about what God is doing in this ministry. It's not enough that only you know what's going on. The only way that this ministry will grow, the only way this ministry will grow is if we open up our mouth and start telling people about it. It's not enough, because actually, truth be told, it's not up to the pastors to be the marketer. If you really want to get technical, to go out there with a bullhorn. It's not up for us. Our job, which we were charged with, and the responsibility of our duty, is to make sure that we, every Sunday or every time we meet, we give you new and fresh revelation. We impart it to you. We allow the glory of God to flow in the ministry for healing, signs, and miracles. That's our job and responsibility, to equip you, to empower you, to train you. It is your responsibility as members or partners, as followers, to go out there and bring the masses. We are to train you how to do it. Yes, I'll take that. We'll train you how to meet people to go out. We'll train you how to do outreach. We'll train you how to do evangelistic work. But it's up to you to apply it and go out there and bring them in. So go out there. Talk to people. Text. Facebook it, whatever you got to do, and let people know that there's something real going on at KCI. There's a real piece. A lot of people today on a Sunday went and had a hallelujah time, played the tambourine, played the drum set, shouted, ran around the building. But let me tell you something, the Jezebel spirit walked in, flaunted her breath, jumped up and down, and walked right out. Nobody kicked her outside of the church walls. Nobody kicked Absalom outside of the church walls. Nobody kicked the spirit of fear outside of the church walls. What they did, they enhanced them and gave them more power to jump up and down. Oh, they eat Jesus and flaunt their breasts and all of that. You had to run to the front of the church, do a two-time split right in front of the deacon board and ran back. She got the attention she needed. But there's real people, real ministries like this that are really teaching and equipping, that want you to do better, that want you to, this all adds up to your walk with God. This all empowers you. This all leads you to your purpose and destiny. We're teaching you how to get some of the riffraff out of the way so you can have a more effective walk with God. So go ahead and share the word. I love you. We love you. We love you. Continue to pray for us as we pray for you. Continue to lift us up. Continue to decree in our life the good things and the great things of God and his perfect will as we do the same for you. We love you. And know that God has not planned your defeat, but he's planned an effective end, an expected end, a glorious end for your life. So don't give up. Now's not the time. Now is not the time to give up. Now is not the time to give in. Now is not the time to question or doubt. But now is the time to grab the plow and don't look back. Keep pushing forward. In Jesus' name, we love you.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, I thank you for this opportunity to come before your people. I thank you, Lord, for how they have received the word of God. Received the word that has been taught. It has transformed their hearts and minds. How it has equipped them to identify the spirit of Jezebel. We thank you for the fresh manna from heaven, the fresh revelation. Our God, I thank you for what you're doing in our life right now. And we pray, Lord, that we will not just be hearers of your word, but we will be doers of your word as well. Lord, we will activate these strategies, that we will take the notes that were given to us, the tips, the strategies, Lord, the wisdom, and Lord, that we will activate and apply it right now in our lives. And we pray even right now that you would touch our hearts, Lord. Touch our hearts, Lord. We confess, Lord, you see our hearts. You know the things that we've said, the things that we've done, the things that we've tried to grasp. Lord, you see the spirit, you see the lion spirit. Lord, we ask you to take it out of our hearts.
Thank you, Lord.
Name of Jesus. Lord, we pray that your spirit rest upon us. Close us in
creating us a clean and pure right spirit within us, God. Lord, we ask that even as we hang up from this line, we will not be out of your presence. That you, Lord, will be here, Lord, and we will be mindful of your presence because you're omnipresent. That you always affect our minds, our thoughts. You're affecting what we're contending in our hearts. Lord, we ask that it will be pleasing unto you. Lord, I pray, God, that you, Lord, would give us the spirit of evangelism to go out and This day will be a day that you sign up for war. This is the day that you become a sharp-eyed shooter where you can identify spirits that try and infiltrate and cut it off at the head. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Love you. Hallelujah. Stay connected to us through our website. Let us know how this message has blessed you. In Jesus' name, you are officially dismissed. God bless you.
We love you.
We love you.
We love you.
We know this word has supernaturally empowered you for this week. Now is the time to place your angels on an assignment. Yes, your angels. It is time to take authority and now decree what you want to manifest for you and your family on this week. Plant your seed in supernatural fertile ground today.
And you activate this word and make it supernaturally manifest by sowing your money seeds. The more you sow, the more miracles will begin to flow into your hands. Your palms will be filled up with overflow by visiting our website at www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .org, not .com, for we are worldwide where there is always something supernaturally happening. Again, that's www.kci.world. We are speaking life over you and your family, and we are excited about your now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name. This has been your weekly word of supernatural empowerment from the Generals.